Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express Network. Talk radio that informs. Talk radio that inspires. Talk radio that enlightens. Talk radio for us all.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Coco Express Show Network. I am your host, Aurelia Lyles, and we are live this wonderful Saturday of March the 9th, 2019. I have to tell you a funny story, okay? I've been really tired lately and I haven't been listening. So this morning, my body and my brain decided to have a revolt against me and my feelings. So they said it was like this thing was going on where I was tired and I knew I was tired, but I was still trying to push myself. And it got to the point where I was just not really giving 100% of myself in anything that I did. So I know that if I do one more thing to push myself in a direction my body doesn't want to go, they're going to leave me. I'm joking with you all anyway. But put that all aside, I am so happy to be here with you today, and I am excited, super excited to have our amazing guest with us today. Her name is Ms. Belinda Trotter James, and she is the editor-in-chief of this amazing magazine called Modelocity Online. Now, for all of you models, aspiring models, and senior or experienced models who want to know more information about the modeling industry and just how to go about things in general in life, she's the person you want to talk to. Because I have to tell you, she is amazing. She has a list of accomplishments that could probably be on a scroll that would hang from, let's just say, a tall story building down to the floor. That's how much she's accomplished. And I have been a fan of hers and for some time, and I didn't even realize that some of the things that I was really enjoying that were a part of her body of work were those things. So I have to tell you, I am excited to have her. I would like to take the opportunity to stop chatting so much, because you can see my enthusiasm by the way I'm speaking, and have her come on and join us so we can really have a chat and see what else she has going on. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me on the show today. I'm so excited to be here to share my wisdom and experience with your listeners.
Oh, I am so glad that you're here with us, because wisdom and experience is what we're all about, and we need as much as we can get. Now, Ms. Belinda Trotter James, you are, I guess you can say, a maven of many things. You have the entertainment portion, you have the modeling portion, you have the, the mentoring portion as well as the publishing portion. How on earth did you... How do you do it? When did you start? And when did you know that this is the direction you wanted to go in?
It's so funny, because every time, you know, a door opens, you're supposed to just walk through it and see what happens. So, of course, I started out as a model and was getting nowhere fast. And so you feel that if you can't, if no one is hiring you or you're not getting anywhere, then you got to do things yourself. So I came in second place for a modeling competition, and one of the things that they had was an acting scholarship. So I thought going to acting school. So I was able to, you know, just do a lot of different things, and then I started to produce my own fashion shows and beauty pageants. So this is like back in the early 90s. It's the Miss Big Beautiful Doll pageant. and Miss New Attitude pageant. So you see, I was doing big beauty pageants back in the 90s when, you know, people was like, what? you know, full-figured women want to be on stage? And it's like, yeah. And now, you know, years later, it's now exploded. It took that long for, you know, everybody to have the confidence to, you know, be on stage and do their own thing. So as I'm doing my pageants, I'm taking my ads to a local newspaper, and the publisher there said, well, why don't you just write, you know, a little fashion column for me every week? I'll give you $25. And I'm thinking, $25, you know? But mm-hmm. It was once a week, and this newspaper had, you know, millions of readers. So you're thinking, well, okay, fine. Forget, you know, it's not all about money sometimes. It's about the exposure and the reach. And so I did that, and then one of my colleagues said that they were waiting. They were they knew of another publisher that was looking for an editor. Now, I'm not an editor. I'm a model, you know. However, I did go to college, and in college, I took secretarial science up. So you had to know how to read, proofread, you know, write, all that kind of stuff. That's what an editor does. So, you know, I had the interview, got the job. Now I'm the editor. So some of you know Word Up, Rap Masters, Hype Hair is what I created, Too Hype. So I was a part of all of that and started that magazine. So that's basically, you know, how it started, you know, and then it just snowballed from there. You know, every time an opportunity came up, I just walked through the door and boom. Because if an opportunity opens up to you, that means you have the skills to get it done, but you just didn't tap into it yet. You didn't know you had those skills until that door opens and you walk through and realize, wow, I do know how to do this, you know? So that's how it started.
Oh, wow. Now, did you have any inkling that this would be your direction when you were young, when you were a kid?
No, I just wanted to be a model. I wanted to go to Fashion Industries High School. So that's where I went. And then I tried to get into FIT, but I thought you only had to get into FIT as a designer. And I couldn't draw to save my life, you know, but that's not what I wanted to do. You know, I just wanted to be around the fashion industry. So that's why it's important, you know, for young people to have access to knowledge, to know, you know, give them choices as to which directions they should go into. So I end up going to a regular college where I learned secretarial science because I figured I can get in any fashion, you know, company by learning, by knowing how to do office skills, typing, you know, filing, you know, writing letters and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, so I did that. And you temp. So you can go to these auditions because you can't have a regular job if you're going after, you know, an acting career because the auditions take place during the day, you know, all day, every day, you know. So that could be a little I got in trouble a couple of times when I had a regular job. It's like, you're out again. You're coming in late again. But I was pursuing a dream. So, yes.
Amazing. You know, that's interesting that you would say that because there are millions of people out there trying to pursue a dream and working a full-time job. And the stress that you encounter just trying to do that in itself can sometimes discourage you. What, I mean, you were persistent and you were focused, but what would you tell somebody who sometimes feel that it's a bit much and the stress is getting to them? What encouraging words could you give them?
You know, someone told me you need that job to support your career. So you need that job to support the career. And it's sometimes tests are thrown at you where, do you really want this dream? Oh, let's see. And all kinds of things will be thrown at you. And it's just a smoke screen. It's just fire. And once you go through that, you know, you'll be able to get to the other side and say, wow, I made it through, you know. So it's all about, you know, persistence and passion. That's it. So if you think it's going to be easy, no, that's not what I want to say. It's going to be, it's almost like the Wizard of Oz with Dorothy. She wanted to get home. So she had to go through a whole bunch of different people, you know, to get through, you know, to find her way. And then at the end of the story, she found out she had, you know, the energy or the wisdom all along. And that's what happens with you. You go along the way and people are detours. No, you shouldn't do that. You can't do that. Oh, that's impossible. Oh, you don't even have an experience. That's all detours and stuff just to take you off your path. But if this is something that you really want to do, then you have to just push through it. I mean, this is life. Life is about having an experience. It's not about getting it today, because that's not going to happen. You're not going to get it today. You got to go through the little experience and the trials and the detours and all that kind of stuff, because that's your story. So at the end of life, all of us have a story. And that's why I can be here today and share the story and let you know it's just a smoke screen. It's just a test to see if that dream you're pursuing is the dream that you really want. Because if you don't really want it, you will quit. And then that's the end of that story or that chapter.
Exactly, precisely. Now, having said all of that, you have launched more than one magazine, but right now you have a new baby.
My baby, yes.
Yes, you have a new baby. And tell us about your new baby and how did she come to, how did you birth her?
When I was at Word Up, I always wanted to do some type of fashion magazine. And so back then it was all about, you know, hip hop and, you know, entertainment. And no one really paid attention to fashion or hair or anything. So what I did was inside of Word Up and Rap Masters and Too Hype, I put section in there, because back then, like Salt and Pepper, you know, the colorful outfits they wore, everybody had, you know, their own style. That's fashion. And one day I had put Ice Cube in my hair section because he had a jerry curl and he cut it off, and he had this beautiful shaped head. And so my colleagues at The Source was like, you can't put Ice Cube in no fashion section, no hair section. He Ice Cube, you know, he's tough, you know. So I was like, that's fashion. Are you kidding me? He's showing us that, yeah, you can cut that off and look what's underneath, you know, that jerry curl. And now The Source has a fashion section, you know. Yeah, I was ahead of my time. So my publisher said, okay, I don't want to do a fashion magazine. Let's do a hair magazine. And so we created Hype Hair Magazine. And, of course, you know, I still put fashion stuff in there. But it still wasn't the magazine that I wanted. I still remember my time as a model, not knowing where to go, who to go to, what photographers I should be seeking out, because I spent thousands of dollars on horrible pictures from horrible photographers that thought that they could just, as long as they had a camera in their hand, you know, they could just snap a photo and call it a day. And that's not it. And when you're building that portfolio, you need 12, at least 12 to 15 strong photos from different photographers. So don't ever let a photographer say, yeah, I can do your portfolio for X amount of dollars. No, he can't. He can give you one of those photos, because each photographer has a different eye, and you need to be able to show the different sides of you when people are flipping through your portfolio. Not you in one photo with the same background and the same outfit. So, no, that's wrong.
Okay.
So I wanted to create Modelocity so that you have the ins and the outs. And I'm like, why isn't there a magazine out like this yet? You know, you see stuff, you know, in blogs and on the internet, but there's not a monthly magazine where someone can just open it and see the terminology, to see different model stories and how they made it, to see what kind of photographer to do, to see how you pose on a runway. All that stuff is needed. All we have out here is just fashion magazines. I'm flipping through fashions and stuff. But it's not the how-to. And there are thousands of girls out there every month looking for this information or trying to get in the industry, and they don't have the guidance or someone to help them. Mm-hmm. So that's, and you know what they say, well, if it's not out there, that means you have to do it, you know? So, and it keeps bothering me. And let me tell you this about your passion, too. You will quit, and you will do something else. And your passion will tap you on the shoulder and say, okay, are you done yet? Because we got to get back to your mission, your journey while you're in on this earth. So are you finished having your little sob story, you know, whatever? We got to get back on track. And that's what happened to me. You know, I completely stopped. I started in 2010 with Modelocity, and I stopped. You know, it was all kinds of things that came up, all kinds of detours and stuff. And I just fell and I did not get up. So fast forward to now, we're on our eighth issue. We started again and I just got back up because something tapped me on the shoulder and said, okay, are you ready? Are you done? Because we got to get back to work. And here we are. Here we are.
Yes. And it seems like you are in, you're right on time, because we've had those shows like America's Next Top Model and all of those. Those typically, I say, focused on in one direction kind of show, and it doesn't really tap into how the novice can get to that level. And your magazine kind of like bridges that gap.
Yeah, because I interviewed about 5 or 6 years, I was one of the correspondents to interview the contestants after they were eliminated. And that show was so groundbreaking. And if you was trying to get into a modeling industry and didn't know how to, at least you had something, and that show was it. So I'm trying to continue that, what she started, and in a print or digital form.
Yes, and it's excellent. Now, is it just for young girls or just models in general, males, females, transgender?
Yeah, right. It's for models in general because we have America's Next Top Model had Isis on it. She's a transgender. And so we interviewed her because it's important, you know, because it's important for whoever you are to know where can you start? Because, see, everybody can't get through the front door. You can't. You want to be a model and you're 5 foot nothing and you don't have a certain look that they're looking for on the runway. You cannot go through the front door. I don't care what you say, you know. Oh, I'm trying to be me. Oh, maybe, you know, they haven't seen me yet. No. You can't get through the front door. However, you can get through the side door. You can get through the roof. You can get through the back door. Because let's just take Jennifer Hudson. She was on American Idol as a singer. She's singing, and one of the judges said to her, Simon Cowell, said to her, you know, it's something like you need to lose weight or you'll never make it or whatever he said to her. And now look at her. Now she's an A-lister. And guess what? She was on the runway. I think they did that red dress runway fashion show, and she was on the runway. See, she couldn't get through the front door, but she went through all kind of other doors to see how she can get in. And once she got in, she landed exactly where she wanted to be. But she
because
had to take,
yeah,
she had to go a different route, and that's what you have to understand. If you can't get through the front door, find another way.
Yes. And sorry for interrupting, but I had an aha moment. Like, aha. Yes. And I firmly believe that sometimes, well, if it's your destiny, you're going to get there, but it may not be the way you intended or expected, but you're going to get there.
And you know what I found, too? I found that you can't worry. you know, because let's say we are on this earth for 100 years, you know,
mm-hmm.
if everything happens day 25, you're 25 years old, everything happens, now what? And, you know, I'm just thinking about this millionaire, billionaire, whatever. He did some kind of crazy crime and ended up in jail. And my spirit said, that's because he was bored with life. He had all the money in the world. He saw things. He went around the world a dozen times. He's seen and done everything. He needed some excitement in his life. Why don't I do something that I would never do? You know, rob a bank or whatever. And now mm-hmm. I'm in jail. Oh, my God. It's an adventure now. He's up in his 60s or 70s, something like he's old now. He wants an adventure, you see? So that's why you can't get upset or impatient with yourself when it doesn't happen now. Life is an experience. That's why they say it's not a destination, because at a destination you get there and it's over. So that's why I say life is a journey. It's a journey. It's experience. So just enjoy the experiences and listen to that inner voice, and it will guide you. It will tell you why I have you working at the bank now instead of, you know, being mm-hmm. on the set with Tyler Perry. It'll tell you all of that. But you have to be patient with yourself when you're going through this.
This is such great information that you're sharing with us, because even as, you know, we know that when you're young, you're impatient and you want things to happen now. But when you get to the middle point, also, there are a lot of people out there who really give up because they're like, oh, I'm near the end of the train ride. It's never going to happen. And you have so many people. For example, you have models who didn't start modeling until they were in their 40s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they, you know, they never thought that that would happen. But it happened at that time. So
right. You
are correct in saying that you never know when your time is going to come. You just have to be patient because it's coming. That's mm-hmm. if you really want it.
Right, if you really want it. And I wanted to create this magazine, too, to give girls mm-hmm. a chance to get tear sheets. Because there's a lot of beautiful girls out there, nice-looking models, and commercial models, you know, fashion models, and different types of models. And I want to be able to showcase them in the magazine as well. So all they have to do is send me, you know, their photos. I'll look at it, mm-hmm. and they have to sign a model's release saying I have permission to put their picture in the magazine. And tear sheets are important for your portfolio. And if you don't know where the tear sheet is, that's exactly why you need to pick up a copy of Modelocity, because I do put terminology in there so that you know when agents are talking to you, you know what they're talking about. Because it's many times when I watched another show, another modeling show, and they were in front of an agent. They said, well, who's your favorite designer? They couldn't name a designer. They couldn't name a photographer. They had problems naming a model. So how are you going to be in this industry and you didn't even research or do your homework or anything? How? Everything else we got to go to school for. You think you could just get in front of a camera and pose, or because you look cute, you think you look cute today, and you can just take a picture, and you're a model. Or somebody threw you up on stage at your church fashion show, and now you're a model. And you think you don't have to learn anything or go to a workshop or pick up a magazine that talks about how to, you know, be successful mm-hmm. in the modeling industry.
Yes, you preach. All I'm going to say is preach.
And I just have to say this, too. And this is just a life tidbit. It's not a secret, but you're not going to hear this. And I didn't hear this until I was, you know, years later. Mm-hmm. But when you have a problem and you don't know what to do, your first reaction or action to do is to run into the problem and call somebody and, you know, go outside of yourself, or I need to go here or there. what you really need to do is just sit still. And when I first heard this, I'm like, that's the most ridiculous thing I've heard. If I have a problem, I got to figure out what to do. So I have to make a phone call or go somewhere or find somebody that did it before or whatever. But no, you're supposed to sit still. And if you can't do that, take your phone and just put it on for five, you know, put the timer on for 5 minutes and just sit still. And in that silence, you'll be able to get the answer because your body will be relaxed, everything will be relaxed, and you'll be able to hear that voice. And that voice will tell you exactly what you need to do. And it's just amazing. And sometimes I remember I was trying to think of a name for my book, and I just couldn't. And someone said, drink a glass of water, you know, ask your question and then go to sleep, and then you'll have the answer in the morning. Well, I didn't have it in the morning, so I'm driving along the highway, and all of a sudden, boop, the name pops in my head. And I was like, oh, no, I'm driving. And I kept say the name over again, you know, 108 miles, 108 miles, 108 miles, because I couldn't stop on the highway to write it down. So it works. You know, you need to sit still because most times we're so busy running around and we're busy, and or when you have music on and so much noise around you that you don't get a chance to hear that voice that's inside of you that's trying to give you the information or trying to give you that answer that you're looking for. So when you come in your house, don't automatically just turn on the radio. Here, don't be afraid to be in the silence, because when you're in the silence, that's where your answers are. And if you're not in the silence, you're not going to be able to hear. And let me tell you what happens to people that refuse to be in silence every once in a while. They will be in an accident. And an accident forces you now to sit still.
Yes.
Forces you to sit still.
Yes, that's
in your body forces you now to listen or to pray or, oh, my God, you know, forces you. So don't get to that point where the universe is going to force you to sit still. Sit your butt still for 5 minutes a day if possible. I don't have 5 minutes. Yes, you do. You're in the shower for 5 minutes. You're sitting on the toilet for 5 minutes. You're waiting for a bus for 5 minutes. You're sitting in traffic for 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes. To just try to quiet that mind.
That is so funny because when I started off the show, I said that my brain and my body were having a revolt against me and my feelings. And this is exactly
right. Right.
This is exactly what I meant. If you don't stop, you will be stopped.
Right.
Oh, that is too funny. That is too funny.
That's information that you don't hear that, right? People don't tell you that kind of stuff, because maybe they're thinking crazy. I don't know. But if you're listening to this show today, it's because you're ready to hear this information, and now you're responsible for it. You cannot unhear anything I've said. You're responsible now.
Yes. Now, let's get to some, like, questions about modeling. Because so many young men and women, they approach it and they make so many mistakes. What are the basic things that they need to know if they're looking to start out in this industry?
Well, they should go to a modeling agency from the beginning and just see what they have to say to them. We don't need your type. Oh, you're too short. Oh, you're too this, you're too that. You know, just hear what they have to say. Also, when you're in a certain when you're in a certain state, sometimes there are photos that you need to take. Let's say, like, if you're in Florida, you know, you should do bathing suit shots and stuff because that's where you are, and that's what the advertisers look for in your state, you know. But if you're in New York, where we're in winter now and it's cold and you got a bathing suit on, where are you going to market that? You know, you have to know what your strengths are and how you're going to brand yourself, you know. Do you have a great body? Do you have nice nails or hair? Can you be a parts model instead of a whole model? So are you tall? Are you 5'8"? Or are you 4 feet, you know, 9? So it's so funny. I've seen there's a full-figured model, and we're going to feature her in an upcoming issue. And her photos are so beautiful. And then when I saw her in person, she was 4 feet. But her photos photograph like she's 5'9".
Wow.
I was like, oh, she's got a fabulous photographer. He knows how to hit her angles. So she looks long and full. It's just amazing. So you really have to network with different models to see who's your photographer. You can't do your own hair and makeup either. You have to have professionals do that. So, you know, sometimes it's really tricky. So the first thing I would do is just slick my hair back, or if you're wearing it in a small shortcut, have it nice, no makeup. Black tank top, black jeans. Everybody should have black or jeans or whatever, a tank top, because when you go to an agency, they need to see your body type so they know where to put you. And go in there and just say, look, I'm looking to be a model, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? You know, you have nothing to lose because you're just starting, you know. So just go in a modeling agency. Say, I'm trying to be a model, you know. And they'll tell you, if they have the time, they will say something. If not, you know, and keep going until somebody says, you know, I think you got the look. Because most of the time they want to see you in your natural, raw state. So before you go spending money taking photos and all that kind of stuff, I would just put on my little black whatever, you know, leotard or whatever, so they can see your body shape, no makeup, you know, your hair is nice and clean. Go in there. Look, I want to be a model, so. And I want to sign with this agency. Do stuff out of the ordinary. Because let me tell you, I went on an interview. This is years ago. I went on an interview. I was overqualified for it. I didn't care because it was the Christmas season. And, you know, I'm a freelance model. I, you know, work from home. So I wanted to just feel a Christmas spirit and be around people. So I went for this department store job, and, you know, the guy, the supervisor, looked at my resume like, why are you here? I didn't care if I got the job or not, because this is not, you know, I was just here for temporary, you know. So I turned into an actress, and I said, look, I know I'm overqualified for this job, but it's the Christmas season, and I work from home, and it's lonely sometimes, so I want to be out here and hear the Christmas music and stuff. And I know there's going to be long lines at the stores, at this store in particular, and you need helping hands. So I'm here with my helping hands. Yeah. You know that man hired me? Who does that at an interview? Who does that? You don't. You're on your best behavior at an interview. But I went in there pretending like this man was my longtime friend and we just having a conversation. See, some people don't have that personality to go in there and transform themselves. But when you're a model, you're also an actress. You're a human mannequin. You're having all kinds of stuff put on you that you probably wouldn't even wear. But it's not about you. It's about the designer. It's not about you. It's about the advertising agency that wants to advertise their new product. So you have to put on your mask. Every day you walk out into your career, it's showtime. It's showtime. You can't be shy in this business. If you're shy, you don't eat. So how hungry are you? You don't have to be thirsty. We are. I'll do anything, because that's a whole nother topic. So So you, that's why you really have to know who are the reputable agencies and stuff so that you don't get caught in situations that you can't get out of, or, you know, or something happens, you know. And then that's why I wrote my book, 108 Rules of Modeling. I put it in bite-sized pieces so when a situation comes up, a bell should go off in your head. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, my God. That was rule number 52 that Belinda talked about in her book, 108 Rules of Modeling. A bell should go off. And when you, and when it's in bite-sized pieces, you remember it. You could just open up the book and read a rule, and it'll stick in your head because it's a bite-sized piece. Mary Kay of Mary Kay Cosmetics said, you can eat an elephant a bite at a time. So here we go.
All right. All right. All right. Oh, my goodness. Now, how can people follow you, find you, and how can they see the magazine, and can they purchase the magazine? What's the subscription information?
Yeah, right now you can just, there's no subscription. You can just, every time it comes out, I post it up on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and you can go to modelocityonline.com, and you can, it's the first thing you see, and you can click and get a copy of the magazine in digital or in print form. And I'm so proud to say that we are a part of the Amazon family now. That's a huge platform, so that's why it's so important for girls and guys to send me their photos, because it's in there. You can, you know, I can, you know, if the pictures are good, don't send me no selfies. This is a professional magazine, so I don't want no selfies, you know. I need to know you're serious. And it's a, just a huge platform, and you never, never know who's looking in the magazine and say, hey, you know, this girl may be good for our campaign and stuff. So I'm on all the social media networks, or most of them. I'm not on Snapchat. I'm not doing that. So I got four, and then there's a website, Modelocity Online. And, yeah, you can just go there and get a copy.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Now, how can people follow you if they choose to follow you to find out the other things that you're involved in?
It's just, it's a Belinda.
Hello? Uh-oh, something.
Known me since the 90s. If they know me as Trotter, they may not have known I've gotten married. So, Belinda James, Belinda Trotter James, you'll see the photos of Modelocity up and all the other books that I've done. And there's another book, too, Power of the Curves, and that's what I did for the full-figured, my full-figured models. And I have Vivica A. Fox in there. The comedian Linnell, and a couple of other people as well, celebrities, who tell their stories about, you know, the being full-figured. So it's very inspirational. And then I have it there, you know, things models should know. So here we go.
Now, we're winding up, you know, we're winding down on our time, and I wanted to know, what words of wisdom do you have for our listeners who are interested in embarking on a new challenge?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear
okay.
me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's, I have my car, my speaker is hooked up to my car, so when somebody drives my car, it automatically goes to the car.
Oh, okay.
It automatically goes to the car. So, yeah, we're getting ready to go to the dentist. Not me. My husband is taking my daughter. And so they turned the car on. So now your conversation went to the car, and I lost you for a second.
So, I'll repeat that. I said, what words of wisdom, what amazing golden nuggets do you want to give to our listeners who are starting off on a new opportunity? And what would you like to tell them?
Don't give up. I mean, even me, sometimes, you know, I've been doing this for almost 30 years now. And just the other day, for like 3 hours, I gave up. I was like, I'm done. I left and I went to the mall. That's my favorite place to go. It was so much going on yesterday. I was like, I give up. I don't want to do this anymore. And I left the house to get some air, and I went to the mall. And when I came back, I was like, what was I thinking? So you're going to feel that way through your entire career. You are going to feel that way. And that's just those old gremlins just trying to make you, you know, fall to your knees so you won't get up again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to stay with it. If this is what you really want to do, you got to stay with it. And you cannot worry, because once you worry, you bring that energy into you, and then all hell just breaks loose. So you can't worry. I mean, I used to worry all the time, and at the end of the day, everything turned out fine. So you're not supposed to worry. Those are just one. There's all kinds of things that's going to stop you in your tracks, and it's fear, it's worry, it's detours, it's friends and family, because sometimes you can be strong in your pursuit, but you got these people around you that are close to you, that you value their opinion, and that energy will, negative energy will get to them to get to you. So if it can't get to you directly, it will find a loved one, you know, to get to you. It will put them, you know, maybe they're, you're supposed to go to this major event and your child got sick. Now you're feeling guilty. Should I stay home or should I go? And this event is going to open up doors for you, you know?
Yes, I know.
So what do you do? You got to find somebody to watch that child, go to your event, do what you got to do, and come right back. That's what you got to do. So that's my words of wisdom to you, is that you're going to have all kinds of things thrown at you. And now that you heard what I had to say, you'll know what that is. See, you know what it is now. You won't be, oh, my God, why is this happening to me? You'll be like, I know what you are, and you're not stopping me today.
I'm laughing because I'm saying, stop talking to me.
Yeah, right. Right. You know? So they're going to get to everybody around and say, you can't, you can't, you can't. And you will, don't listen to that, because you will listen to them because they're the closest to you. They're your family and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But they're not on your journey. You have to understand that. They're not on your journey. And you're not responsible for them. You came in this world by yourself. You will leave by yourself. And you have to do, you have to be selfish sometimes. And it's going to feel horrible. But you be selfish to be who you can be so you can come back and help your loved ones out. Wouldn't it be great if your career took off and you were making all this money? Now you can come back and help your parents or your siblings go to college. Now you have the money. Money ain't an issue anymore.
Hmm. Great. This is amazing. Thank you so much for that. Telling you, I'm sure that our listeners today are really benefiting from all of the amazing stuff you have to say. And like I said, I was so excited because I knew this interview was going to be something amazing, and it is. And
I'm glad
so grateful.
I didn't disappoint you. I'm so glad, because you know sometimes you worry too. You know, how will I do? And people don't tell you sometimes. So I appreciate you saying that publicly.
You're welcome. I keep it real. I mean, I'm a firm believer in telling people how I feel about them, regardless of the situation, because I may not see you tomorrow, so you will never know. So if I tell you when I see you or when I'm in front of you, you know, and there is no open-end question mark there at all.
Right, right. And for those of you who love this show, you will know that you will be writing, you know, for Modelocity too, you know, with your words of wisdom. So
thank you.
Yeah, don't sleep on that, because you have a lot to say too. And I'm so glad that you'll be joining us and sharing that wisdom as well.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it, and it's a pleasure and an honor, and I'm so happy about that.
And also, yes. I want to tell the listeners, too, that if they have, you know, questions about modeling, too, I also have it set up on my website that you can see my calendar and you can book an appointment, you know, with me and go over your career or questions or whatever. So, yeah, I've set that up as well. So you have the magazine, you have me to talk to directly. There's no reason why you can't be successful in whatever entertainment or modeling career you choose.
Great, great. Belinda, thank you so much for this interview. Thank you for your time. It was just so enlightening and fun.
Okay, great.
Yes. So yes, hopefully we can have you back on the show to talk about some more things and or some events that you may have coming up in the future.
Well, it is an event on March 15th. It's the Women in Hip Hop panel, and it's going to be in, well, if you're in New York, it's on Merrick Boulevard in Jamaica, Queens. So that's the 15th. That's a Saturday at 1 o'clock. And it's Women in Hip Hop, and they're talking about, you know, just for Women's Month, you know, the state of hip hop and the influence women, you know, had in the industry. So that's, yeah, on the 15th of March.
Okay, nice. Excellent, excellent. So with that, I'm going to say thank you again and leave the door open for you to come back again. And I hope you have an amazing day. Okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you so much. And thank you, listeners, for listening. Goodbye.
Yes, goodbye. So, everyone, that was Belinda Trotter-James, the editor-in-chief and creator of Modelocity Online Magazine. It's a modeling magazine. And I have to tell you, the information that she provided us with today gives us an ear to what I've been saying all along. Know what you want to do. Follow your dreams. Don't follow anybody else's because their journey is different from yours. Be persistent and patient. Believe in yourself and just trust your intuition. Just trust it. And you will see how it will take you as close to your dream, if not to your dream, as possible. On that note, always remember, take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of you, you won't be good for anybody else. Be well, God bless, and have an amazing weekend. Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in. For more content, visit us at thecocoexpressshow.com, blog.